and Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. So in this verse from Acts, we understand why Stephen was seized, because he was full of grace and power and was doing great wonders and signs among the people. The power of the Holy Spirit was on Stephen. Stephen in himself could not do great wonders and things and would be filled with great power and be doing miracles that would have provoked the Pharisees and those religious leaders to come against him. Now, as a human being, we can all do amazing things, but we can't do the things that Stephen was doing without the Holy Spirit. So Stephen, who did all these amazing things, listen to these three words: he was full of grace. So he wasn't arrogant about this. God was really using him through the Holy Spirit, anointing him with these giftings of power and of doing great wonders and signs. But he was full of grace. But how could he also do these great things? Well, it's firstly coming to know Christ, to submit our lives to him, proclaim him as Lord, and then receiving the Holy Spirit, and then giving our lives over to God and saying, God, please use me. Now, if you don't know the rest of the story, that sounds, wow, Stephen is doing amazing things. That sounds really good. I'd love to do that. Well, actually, that's what got Stephen seized, and ultimately it led to him to become the first martyr of the church, as he was stoned to death. Because of why? Because he was doing these great signs and wonders for God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, and the world will not like that. But we pray to God, once we come to a faith in Jesus Christ, to send us out into the world to do what he has called us to do. And the world, no matter how nice we want to be, will not like us for what we do, because ultimately we are showing them Jesus Christ. If we do signs and wonders, we're pointing to God, because miracles just don't happen by themselves. The creator makes miracles happen, and people don't like to be confronted by that. So Stephen, who was full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs amongst the people. And may we pray that we do the same. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Stephen. We thank you that he laid down his life for the church, but he was persecuted because he was doing great wonders and signs to the people, which pointed to you. May we, in our callings, do great wonders and signs, knowing that the world will not like us for doing that, but knowing that they don't like us because we are showing you to them, that you are there for them, that you have an